pitched against the Milwaukee Braves. Well, Brown is just finishing his warm-up throws now. What rain we had is just about completely let up again now. So Bob Bruce is through for the evening now after getting into trouble here in the ninth inning. And the Colt 45's leading by a count of 2-0. So Skinny says he's all ready now, and here's Johnson stepping back into the batter's box. Frank Robinson on first base. Brown checks the sign with catcher Jerry Grody. There is nobody out. Here's the pitch by Brown. Swing and a miss. Ball two, strike one. So Skinny gives him a pitch in around the knees. Johnson ready for the 2-0 pitch. Couldn't connect with it. Two balls, one strike. Skinny ready again now. Runnels holding up against Robinson at first base. Here's the pitch. Outside, he missed on that one. Ball three, and it's 3-1. Ball three, strike one count. Here's the stretch again now. Look over to first base. Here's the pitch, and Johnson hits a high pop-up in the infield back into shallow center. Nellie Fox is waving everyone off, one down. So Johnson has popped out to the second baseman, Nellie Fox, one away.
Left fielder, number 24, Bob Skinner.
Here's Skinner now, a left-handed batter. One out, Robinson on first base. Houston 2, Cincinnati nothing, top of the ninth. Brown has the sign from Jerry Grody. Now Runnels plays a little bit back off the bag, and Skinner takes a strike on the outside corner at the knees. Still getting a missed here at Colt Stadium. One strike the count. Robinson is taking a little bit bigger lead now with Runnels back off the bag. There's a foul that caught Grody on the right arm and then caromed off the right side, and it's a two-strike count on Skinner. With a left-handed batter up here, Runnels is protecting back a first. Anything hit to the right side, so he is not holding up against Robinson. Los Angeles scored three runs in the sixth, and with the Cardinals batting in the bottom of the sixth now, it's St. Louis 6 and Los Angeles 4. Dodgers coming back in that ballgame. Stretch again by Skinny Brown. Here's the pitch to Skinner. Too high, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Catcher John Edwards will be up next. The light rain that we're getting did not affect the wind at all. It probably is not blowing as hard as it was before, however, but still coming out of the right corner. Here's the pitch. He struck him out. Swing and a miss, and Skinner goes down swinging. Two away now, and here's John Edwards. So up to this point, Skinny has done what he was called upon to do. He has gotten Johnson on a pop to second, has struck out Skinner, and here is the always dangerous catcher, John Edwards. Two outs. Robinson on first. John Edwards has two hits and three times at bat tonight, and he poured that one in there for a call strike around the knees. Edwards has two of the five hits that the Reds have picked up tonight, and back in the second inning, he was safe in a fielder's choice. Here's the stretch by Skinny. The pitch, and Edwards waves at probably a knuckleball that broke down and in on him. And it's strike two. So Edwards down, two strikes to Skinny Brown, working in relief of Bob Bruce, top of the ninth. Houston leads 2-0. Frank Robinson on first base. Arms down by Hal Brown. Checks Robinson on first. Ground ball. Runnels got it. Bounces. Hits him in the chest. Throw to Brown. The ball game is over. And Houston wins 2-0. The first shutout of the year. And Brown gets a save. Bruce will get the win. That ball looked like it caught Runnels. It took a bad hop right underneath the chin, but he fielded, threw it to Brown at first base, and the ball game is over, and the Colt 45s win over the Reds here by the score of 2-0. In the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One man was left on base, and the final score, the Colt 45s 2, the Reds nothing. Well, here are the totals now for this evening's ball game, with Houston winning it by a score of 2-0. For the Colt 45s, two runs on seven hits, two errors, with nine men left on. on. And for the Reds, no runs, five hits and no errors with seven men left. The winning pitcher is Bob Bruce. He has won one and lost none. Skinny Brown will get a save in this game. And Joey Jay was the losing pitcher. He now has won one and lost one. The total attendance tonight, 5,653. The official paid, 4,742. And the time of the ball game, 2 hours and 17 minutes. Well, that wraps up our play-by-play this evening, with Houston winning over the Reds by a score of 2-0. This evening's game has been brought to you by Montclair Modern Cigarettes. Montclair makes every puff taste as fresh as the first puff. That's because its menthol is in the tip, not in the tobacco. So it adds to the flavor the whole smoke through. Smoke Montclair from the American Tobacco Company. And by the Pearl Brewing Company, brewers of Pearl Beer. Better because it's brewed with famous spring water from the country of 1100 springs. And Country Club Malt Liquor. Not a beer or an ale, but a totally different kind of drink. It's mighty good. Now this is Gene Elston along with Lowell Pass with a reminder to stay tuned for a recap of the game, late scores, and an interview from the players' dugout, all on the Colt 45's wrap-up show coming your way in just 1 minute. This is the Colt 45's Baseball Network.